Can I have a second on that squirrel? Do you mind if I have seconds on those squirrel? Ugh.
And it wasn't deboned either.
No, no, I had to go in there. The fur was off of it, thank goodness, and the head and the tail were off. You see that little squirrel's backside? Oh.
Oh, you got a little glimpse inside the hole?
I mean, no, this little butt, they put it butt down so it's like it's all hunched over with no head and no tail and no fur. There's no fur on it. You didn't have to pull back the fur. But the little meat ribs sitting on top of that red beans and rice. Man, I'd love to have seconds on that this morning. I don't think so.
I don't think I could do that. Do they have a dog in the house? I would have been feeding squirrel to the dog when the family wasn't looking.
This was at the restaurant. They owned a little bayou restaurant that had to like get up steps and crawl up steps like a little ladder.
Oh, you couldn't order? They just brought out the food for you?
No, they did. That's exactly what they did. That was one of those, here's a surprise. If this idiot will eat this, then it'll be okay for my kid to go to school there. But if he pukes it back up on the plate, or if he says no to seconds, there's not a chance.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic.
And that mama was big, man. She was big because that kid was big. Mama was big, too. Kid looked more like the mom looked more like the kid.
Eating all that squirrel, I guess, huh?
Squirrel and nutrient and rabbit. And some of that stuff's good for you. You know, I watch my Westerns, so I see that all the time. Mm-hmm. They're always eating like rabbit and stuff. People raise rabbits to be eaten, but not by me.
Yeah, because they have to. You didn't have to eat the rabbit.
Or the squirrel. No, I didn't have to. No, I was okay enough that I didn't have that. I had some pocket change.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. More on Texas in the transfer portal. Another name to keep an eye on is Trey Richardson from Vanderbilt. He was the Commodore's leading receiver here in 2025. 806 receiving yards, 7 touchdowns this year on a very good Vanderbilt team that went 10-2. Kid's a great story. Started at JUCO, then went D2, then went to Vanderbilt. He was a first-team All-American at Division II in 2024, went to Vanderbilt in 2025, and again, put up really, really good numbers for the Commodores, obviously in the SEC. 5'10", 175 pounds, a very good kickoff returner, too. Texas apparently kicking the tires there. I don't know if they have made an offer yet. I think
he's waiting to see if Pavia can come back again.
Yeah, right. Well, I think Texas has its chips all in, and I know people are tired of hearing that phrase, but I think they have all of their chips pushed to the center of the table on Cam Coleman. And if they get Cam Coleman, they're probably saying, yeah, we're good at wide receiver. We're not going to spend any more there. If they don't get Cam Coleman, then they're going to pivot to maybe a guy like Trey Richardson. And there are a number of good, talented wide receivers who are still available. So they'll start to shift gears. But I think that's maybe why the Trey Richardson hype hasn't been that big yet and why there isn't a reported offer yet. You know, Texas waiting to see what Cam Coleman does. And once that domino falls, it'll obviously start a chain reaction with everything else. So, but that's a name to just keep in the back of your mind. Obviously, Cam Coleman, you want him. He's the number one player in the portal. But if you don't get him, there are some guys that Texas could pivot to who I do think would be big contributions or big contributors. I just don't think anybody wants to hear that right now because we're all hoping for some happy news with Cam Coleman, considering how everything else is unraveled this week.
Yeah, you got to get some good news on this front, you know, whether it's offensive lineman, wide receiver, running back.
Yeah. And
my God, on all the positions.
I know. They still need a lot. They still need 3 offensive linemen. They still need 2 linebackers. They still need a safety. They still need a receiver. They still need 2 running backs. Again, I think that number will be down to 1 after Relique Brown today. But yeah, there's a lot of work left to be done and plenty of time left to do it, by the way. Sure. But you're envious of all of these other schools who are filling their needs at a much faster rate than you are.
Yeah, like I said, all these schools that are still playing, these ones that are still in playoffs, you're talking about defections. There are going to be a bunch of those that will start to get out of there. We'll figure out, I'm just not good enough to play here. All the people in Indiana are bringing in, they're going to lose some guys too.
Right.
They're going to say, you know, I've been around here for 2 years. I'm just not good enough. But somebody else may think I am.
How many of those guys do you want if you're Texas? Like, do you want starters from the Final Four teams? Of course. But do you want guys who aren't good enough to play on those? Like, that's where you want to be next year. So you don't want to be taking guys who aren't good enough to play at that level.
Well, I mean, you may have to take a backup to somebody.
I guess. Yeah.
Anybody that's honorable mention that may make the second team or that's just not a first teamer, you know. You're going to need
honorable, mention on what? You're not an honorable mention all-conference player if you're sitting on the bench. Like, you don't play enough.
You can be an honorable mention guy that's going to come up the following year behind somebody. You're going to see a lot of those guys that end up just – that BK that have got in and played some downs too.
Right.
But just don't – you know, they don't have the starting role, but they get in there for some series here or there. The guy got hurt, they played in a game or two games. When this guy was hurt and the guy feels like, you know what, I can go and start somewhere else. I may have to be a backup again here. Maybe I can start somewhere else. You may have to look at some of those dudes. You're going to have to look at some bodies. Like you said, when you start to lose 20 guys, you're trying to field the team even.
Right. Yeah. They need more bodies for sure. And I don't know. The needle is not moved by me by talking about backups. So of course, you got to fill up your roster. And Texas is not going to get to 105 scholarships, by the way. They're not going to fill out that number. And Sark told us that a few weeks ago. I don't know how many teams around the country are going to end up filling all 105 because you got to pay your top flight guys. And it's tough to pay 105 people exactly what they are looking for. But sure, you got to have more than what you have right now. That's for sure. And I Sark also talked about we're shifting more to an NFL model. I think that's clear and obvious. The coaching staff was pretty open about enjoying the fact that they got to all practice together leading up to the bowl game, right? There were so many opt-outs, and by the time Texas got to Orlando, they only had like 65 scholarship players there. But normally it's like 85 plus a bunch of walk-ons. And, you know, you've got to have multiple practice fields going on at the same time. So you obviously have to separate the coaches to make sure somebody's watching every player at all times. Like this coaching staff was pretty adamant about really enjoying everybody being together in the same place at the same time. So they basically told you that they're not going to be trying to get anywhere near 105. They might have a smaller overall roster next year than they did this year.
Well, then your practice time. For coaches, the practice time is less as it is. They always want more practice time. You may end up with even less time than you have now because you're really going to have to control some of the injuries that you get, some of these soft tissue things. You got to save your guys for the games. Even I don't care how many times you watch them on film at the same time, you're watching a smaller group.
Yeah.
That group, you can't get them hurt.
No. I mean, I don't think you're going to, because you have less players, you're saying the fear of injuries is worse.
Well, I mean, that means less practice time. No. You know, you're going to do the pro model. Then those 2 hours and some minutes practices become 140, 145. Got to do a lot more in a short period of time, less hitting and things like that. Cause you can't afford to have this guy get knocked out or that guy who's got an injury. We can't re-injure this guy. You know, and as I said, that's why you're recruiting now, BK. It's got to be like, if you come here, if you're a 4 or 5 star, you need to be good enough to play.
Sure.
And well, I mean, play.
Steve Sarkisian has taken a lot of risks this offseason, right? He's doing things differently than what we've seen from him in his first 5 years at Texas. He's doing things a little differently than what we see going on around the country as well. But obviously the huge risk of firing Pete Kwiatkowski and bringing in Will Muschamp, that one caught all of us off guard. It's a major risk right there. And then, you know, letting guys like DeAndre Moore and Trey Wisner and Parker Livingston and Leonga Lefau all leave. You could have paid them more probably to stick around. That's a bit of a risk right there. We're talking about not going close to that 105 scholarship number when, again, I don't know how many teams are going to get to 105, but I think teams will be closer than Texas. Like it's a lot of different things that Sark is trying here, and we will see. Time will tell if it's what gets Texas over the hump or if it's what starts the decline of the Steve Sarkisian era.
I agree.
I know what we all hope, but you know, they've been close. Obviously, 2023, 2024, they were a couple plays away from playing for a national championship in those seasons. They took a step back in 25, and Sark's trying to do what he can to get back there instead of doing what he did in 2023 and 2024.
Yeah,
and
a lot of it is different. Dude's making moves.
He's making moves. They say fortune favors the bold. I know I've used that expression a lot on this show. We will find out. And Texas's portal strategy right now is different than I think what any of us anticipated too. So will it pay off? We'll all find out together.
Yeah, I thought by now they would have at least two offensive linemen in this early stage and been on their way with, we're good. We're going to, now we'll work with the guys that we have, the young guys we have, but we've got two guys out of the portal that we're ready to go battle with right now. Yeah. But they're still searching for guys on defense, losing guys on defense. I mean, they've got some new coaches coming in again, and it's another change.
For sure. And you know, the offensive line, I mean, they've lost a bunch of offensive linemen already, right? Connor Stroh to the portal, Nate Kibble, Daniel Cruz, just to name a few. I don't think Texas is too upset about losing those guys for the record. But, yeah, like they were already thin there, clearly, this past year, and they're very thin right now. Of course, DJ Campbell off to the league and Cole Hudson out of eligibility. The good news for Texas is they have their tackles figured out. Like, you've got maybe the best left tackle in football seemingly coming back in 2026. Brandon Baker, I liked what I saw from him, and I think he's good enough to be a right tackle at this level.
Or move down if you find one.
Yeah, if you get a really good right tackle. Texas was looking at Andrew Sprague at Michigan. If they brought him in, they would have shifted Brandon Baker inside to right guard, and that would have helped fill that position, right? That's getting two birds stoned at once. So the good news is you have your tackles. Those are the more expensive guys. But yeah, I mean, you got to find some interior offensive linemen, and it feels like to this point your top targets are all not coming. So good news is there's plenty of talented guys who have started in Power Four conferences who are still out there. A few of them will be taking visits to Austin this weekend. Some of them have already visited Austin. So I think Texas will be fine there, but I would like to see them actually land some of these guys instead of just talking about visits, you know?
That's true.
It'd be nice to see some pen actually hit paper here. All right, Buck. College football playoff semifinals start tonight. One game tonight, one game tomorrow. Got the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. Boy, how many Nick Saban commercials are we going to see?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's a great commercial. Don't get me wrong. But has it run its course?
Yeah, they need to do a couple new ones.
Like, it's a great
fastball. They may have new ones for tonight.
Maybe they do. I hope they do. It's a great fastball. It's like a Randy Johnson prime of his career fastball. It's that good of a commercial. But at some point, you got to throw in a slider or a curveball, don't you?
I don't want to see him on the lawnmower, riding lawnmower anymore. Or I don't want him in my hot tub for sure.
Oh, you think Nick Saban wearing a shirt in the tub too? What are we doing?
Just show us his bod.
Is that just the commercial, or you think he's really a t-shirt in the pool kind of guy?
He's got grandkids. He's showed his grandpa body. He's, you know, they go to their compound in the summertime. You think he's running around in a t-shirt with his grandkids? He could care less.
Yeah.
He's half naked running around the compound. Look at Grandpa Nick. Look at him over there. Of course.
Get a load of these, grandkids.
Get a load of those, baby.
He's licking his fingers and rubbing himself a little bit. Yeah,
of course he is. When you're a grandpa, you can do all of that. Nobody cares. Because you can always blame it on your age.
You know, I think I said this once on the show. I have a buddy who works for the Expedia group that owns Verbo. And he said they filmed a commercial with John McEnroe, the tennis legend, who obviously known for some anger issues. And they filmed an entire thing. And apparently they pulled the plug on it at the last second. I would have liked to have seen what that commercial looked like.
He's probably dropping F-bombs and they've had to beep him out. He wouldn't do the lingo that they wanted him to do.
That'd be great. I'm sure he followed what they wanted to do. I just, again, they decided at the last second to go exclusively with Saban. And the Saban one's great, but can we get something else tonight?
We'll get something tonight. We'll also get University of Miami winning by 3 tonight.
That's your call.
Yeah, I don't know how you keep those two monsters on the outside out.
That's a great matchup, right? Ole Miss has a very good offensive line, top 20 in the country in sack percentage, and Miami's got the best pass rushing duo in college football. They led the country in sacks with Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidor. That's the matchup right there. I mean, that's usually how it works. Whoever wins in the trenches wins the football game. That's how Miami beat Ohio State. They dominated on the lines of scrimmage, and they just out-physicaled him in that game.
They're going to force their quarterback. They're going to force Mississippi's quarterback to flush inside for sure. They're not letting him bounce around. And those guys, boy, you're talking about guys that can change directions in a hurry, those two big dudes, man.
Right. Yeah, those are, I mean, likely two first-round picks coming up in April. Those guys are freaking monsters, and they're a big part of why Miami is still playing college football and why they pulled off.
Favored in that game? That's got to be a tight number.
Last I checked, pulling up an updated line right now, but Miami was a 3.5-point favorite.
Oh, I hate the hook there.
Hey, it's down to three.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'll take Miami for 100,000 units.
I would like to congratulate Ole Miss then on advancing to the national championship game. Not
going in the national championship game.
I will say this. We forgot to bring this up. You did go up 100,000 units last week with your picks. You were pretty negative about it. You thought you had lost a bunch, but you actually went 4-3 and went up 100K last week.
Yeah, here's 100K looking at you right now.
But you were still down 200K for the season, and you're running out of time, sir.
Hey, there's always the NFL. You know, I'm an NFL guy. You know how I made my play last year.
Right. Well, you know, you started making your play in the college football playoff last year, and you're not doing that yet this year.
Okay, well, Jerry Jones, once I hear Jerry Jones talk about what he's into, that's gonna inspire me to do well for the people.
The Cowboys aren't in the playoffs. How does that make sense?
Well, they're never in the playoffs, but he still inspires me with his lingo.
Okay. All right. Well, that's scary right
there. He's 83 years old, and he's still talking about it, brother.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But
I'm taking 100,000 units on Miami. I can't believe I'm going with a coach. Hey, the other group has a coach, but I don't know if the assistants are going to be allowed to be there. I don't even know how that's worked out this week. They kind of kept that under wraps.
I think like 2 days ago, Lane Kiffin decided he wanted to take a couple more assistants back to LSU. So
what a creep. He is going. That's going to be so creepy when he comes to play next year at Oxford. That is going to be such a creepy event for he and his staff.
It's a mess. Yeah, Lane Kiffin has been in the news a lot. We haven't talked about the situation at Washington yet. Maybe we can get into that in a moment.
Oh yeah.
Washington has this quarterback, Damond Williams, who signed a reported $4 million NIL deal to stay at Washington, right? He was one of the better, more under-the-radar quarterbacks in America last year. I really like his game. He's a future NFL guy. And Washington paid him a bunch to stick around. And then after they paid him, after he agreed to that deal and signed it, there were reports that he wanted to enter the transfer portal. And apparently it's because he wants to go to LSU, because LSU is going to pay him even more than that. And now Washington is like trying to take legal action against him and do whatever they can to make sure he can't hit the portal, because he already signed a contract.
Well, I mean, you should be able to take legal action if it's a contract, right?
I guess. Who hears the case is my question. Yeah, I just feel like legal stuff drags out and takes a long time. Like, who hears the case? I don't know what's going to happen here. I hope Washington wins, because you talk about setting a bad precedent. This stuff is already out of control. And now you're letting guys sign contracts and then 3 days later say, actually, I don't really think I want to agree to this contract. I'd rather go somewhere else instead. You open that Pandora's box, then holy cow.
Yeah, I think some of these illegally, you put your, pen to paper stuff. I don't know if you can switch out of that deal.
We'll see what happens. And
yeah, he's a pretty good quarterback too.
Yeah. Well, you see why LSU wants him. They need a quarterback. They were trying to get Sorsby, but he ended up going to Texas Tech. I don't know what's going to happen with Sam Leavitt at Arizona State.
They didn't want Lagway, did they? Obviously.
No, they didn't. I don't think they wanted Lagway. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. That's a wild, wild story in college football.
That's crazy.
On. And I think we have to root for Washington here to get its way. I mean, I think I'm rooting for them anyways, because Texas plays LSU next year. They don't play Washington, so I want LSU to be as bad as possible when that game happens, but more so the precedent of, because it feels like there's not a lot of precedents that are being honored right now in college football. I'm taking Ole Miss tonight, by the way, in this football game. I don't trust Carson Beck. I don't trust Mario Cristobal. I like
just, Ole Miss. They just keep winning.
Yeah, I like what Trinidad Chambliss is doing. I think he's playing at an otherworldly level right now. I think
Chris Chambliss is pretty good.
I think Ole Miss has the quarterback edge in this football game. I think Ole Miss's offensive line is good enough to hang with Miami. And I feel like Mario Cristobal is going to make the bad decision tonight that cost his team the game. It hadn't happened yet.
Will their running back be able to run tonight for Ole Miss?
Two great running backs in this game, too.
Yeah.
Great running backs. I know you're going to enjoy watching them. I'm also worried about Miami's kicker. They didn't need him against Ohio State, but remember that guy missed three field goals against A&M, almost cost them against the Aggies. This game comes down to a game-winning kick.
You don't have to worry about the weather here, the wind.
Ole Miss's kicker is making 40, 50, 60 yarders like it's nothing. And Miami's kicker is getting blocked and shanking them left and right.
Yeah, but that house of cards in Mississippi eventually has to come to an end. You got guys in planes. They're coaching you one day. They're not coaching you the next day. Yeah. They got to leave. Sorry, I can't stay. I can't stay for the whole practice. Lane wants me back in Baton Rouge here by such and such a time. There's a plane waiting for me right here, right outside the, you know, the airfield on our campus. I got to go. I'll see you Thursday night at the game.
Such a bizarre situation there. There's no doubt about it. But it's been a rallying cry for Ole Miss, and I think they rally for one more win, and they get it done in Glendale tonight. Wow. And tomorrow, we'll obviously talk more about Indiana, Oregon tomorrow, but the winner of tonight's game will play the winner of that game in Miami. By the way, don't forget that. The national championship is in Miami. So if the Canes win tonight, they're going to get the closest thing to a home game that you could ever have in a national championship. And by the way, it's at Hard Rock where they do play their home games. So brace yourself for that.
If Oregon wins and Miami wins, I like the winner of the Oregon-Indiana game anyway.
Well, those are the two highest seeds remaining. That doesn't feel like too bold of a pick there.
Well, it's you know, that home field event, and Miami's really playing pretty good right now.
They are.
And that defense that gave up some yardage, you know, beginning of the season, they weren't together. That group is together now, man.
They've given up 17 points in two playoff games. And, you know, I know what Texas did to A&M, but that's still an offense that put up a ton of points in the regular season. And, you know, Ohio State was the number one team in the country for the majority of the year. And a lot of that was because of what they were doing on offense, and they scored just 14 against Miami. So that defense is legit.
And their offensive line, when it comes to the run game at Miami, boy, that one game that I saw them when they played LSU, I mean, played Florida. I checked how those offensive line were pushing guys down the field. Yep. They're still doing that stuff. Like at the end of the whistle, they're like pushing and giving those extra pushes down the field with their running backs. They're good. They're coached well. Their offensive line is coached pretty well.
That's one thing you never have to worry about with Mario Cristobal, right, is the way he coaches his offensive linemen. That's the position he played. He's an elite recruiter, evaluator, developer of those guys up front. So that helps when you have that figured out, for sure. Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. And to nobody's surprise, it is not good. Wisconsin linebacker transfer Christian Allegro, who visited Texas a couple of days ago, has committed to the Ohio State University.
I mean, in his conference, he knows them. He's played against them. He's probably got friends that are on that team. I got it.
Felt like a two-horse race. I think those were the two places Allegro visited, and he chose the other school.
Going to use that dude. Well, just got to move on. Next.
We've been saying next more than I would like.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I asked the question again, who is going to play linebacker at Texas besides Ty'Anthony Smith?
Who is the kid at Southwestern Bell right now?
That company is defunct, isn't it?
No, man. Find out. Let's call up in Round Rock and see who is your starting linebacker. We need him this week.
It's a Georgetown vehicle, I believe.
Oh, it is? It's Georgetown? Okay.
I think Southwestern is in Georgetown.
It's close. Round Rock, Georgetown.
What about Concordia? They got anybody?
I don't know if they're playing football at Concordia. I know they have a baseball team. I don't think they do football.
Tarleton State had a great year this year. Yes. Come on, they're Texans. Tarleton State Texans. Can we get a few of them?
I give that a shot. Southern may have some guys.
Southern may have some guys. Southern U in Louisiana or Texas Southern?
Texas Southern.
We've been in a legal battle with Texas Southern for the TSU acronym for years. People don't know.
Well, let's go, man. Let's get some players. Let's get some ballers here so we can talk about them.
Yeah. So Christian Allegro, scratch him off the board. 124 career tackles, 8 career sacks, 14 TFLs, a starter for Wisconsin. I think would have been a plug-and-play starter for Texas, and instead he is headed to Columbus. So Texas will have to see him, obviously, in the second game of the 2026 season.
How do you run out of linebackers? It's like Texas run out of running backs. How do you do that?
I know. They haven't recruited all that well there, too, in recent years. Again, they got Tyler Atkinson, the 5-star coming in, so I'm excited about him. They spent a lot of money on that dude. But the last, like, the two classes prior, 2024 and 2025, mm-hmm. they didn't bring in a bunch of bodies at linebacker. And obviously losing three of them doesn't help the numbers there.
Maybe that's why you got a new defensive coordinator.
Well, they're trying to get Bo Barnes to reconsider and stay at Texas. You've got Anthony Smith. You've got Tyler Atkinson. But again, I firmly believe Texas wants two linebackers from the portal. They lost one kid because of academics. And they lost one kid because of Ohio State.
Yeah, you know, I'm okay. I mean, I don't need a dope playing linebacker. I definitely don't need one playing quarterback. Linebacker, you can get away with it, but no, if he can't find out who to take his test, that's a problem, you know?
Right. Yeah, it sounds like it's more of like Robert Woodyard, the former Auburn linebacker, is now committed to Mizzou. So this thing is seemingly done. Feels like, yeah, he was a senior going into his senior year. And I think it was more of a.
Can't find his car keys. I keep losing my car key. I don't put him in the same spot every time.
I think it was, that's what you do, sir. Don't be dunking on anybody. Don't be casting stones from a glass house.
Oh, my God. Where's my clicker? Where are my keys?
Yeah, don't be doing that. Seems like it was one of those, you know, every university you have to take different classes to graduate.
Yes.
And I guess the classes he was taking at Auburn weren't going to translate to Texas. So if he came to Texas, he was going to have to take a bunch of extra hours to be able to enroll and graduate.
Oh. And
I think that's where the snafu or the snag was hit.
Yeah, those ones where he couldn't, he was trying to check out what is 2% milk rather than. You know, homogenized. He was having problems with that class.
Does anybody really know? 2%.
I can tell the difference. I can tell buttermilk. I can tell the difference between all of them.
Why is this milk gay? Why is it homo? What's the?
Yeah, I can tell the difference between all that stuff. I'm good at that. I've been trying to be tricked with that since I was a kid. Pet milk in a can. I can tell. Oh, good Lord.
Milk in a can?
Yes. It's called pet milk. They used to have, before they had can openers, BK, that went all the way around, they used to just have the one that would snap there and you snap it. It just, I could tell the difference. My mom tried to trick me with that for years and years, and I didn't buy it. Mm. And then they tried the 2%. I'm like, I might as well have water with some white chalk in it.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
You're out on that too, aren't you?
Out on all of that.
I've even gone to Camp Civitan with powdered milk.
I've never been to the camp you went to as a kid.
Yes.
I have
Camp Civitan. Go there for 2 weeks, powdered milk. Guys that sleep in the bunk above you with their eyes open. That's how they slept.
At least you have.
Yeah, I don't know what that's called, but it's a creepy, creepy deal.
That's terrifying, dude. I would have left that camp so fast. There's a kid, especially in my bunk. Yeah, if it was in a different bunk, it wouldn't matter. But if it was in my cabin or bunk or whatever.
Over the top of me, you just get up and look up and his eyes are open, but he was asleep.
Dude, no, I'm out. I can't go to camp there anymore. Sorry.
No. Oh, yeah. That was awful. That was supposed to be up in the mountains, but it really wasn't in the mountains. It was like the hill country with no air conditioning. Okay. Oh.
No, thank you.
In real cabins.
At least you weren't at Camp Lejeune, although you'd probably be rich if you were at Camp Lejeune with yeah. all those infomercials. I see.
I didn't live far from there. Greensboro's not that far. Okay. I should be trying to get some coin.
Yeah. One linebacker name to mention before we hit some sponsor shout outs and then some Jerry Jones audio from his press conference up in the Metroplex yesterday. Cade Ulave, first team all ACC linebacker at Cal. Yes, Cal in the ACC. 6'1", 235. He's played a lot, 3-year player at Cal, but played significant minutes in all three of his seasons with the Golden Bears. They had a coaching change. Justin Wilcox out, so Olave decided to enter the portal. About 100 tackles this season. Junior with 1 year of eligibility remaining. He's a good player, really good player, and he's scheduled to take a visit to Austin this weekend. So don't lick your chickens, as you like to say, Buck.
Yeah, be careful licking that chicken.
It used to be, at least it used to feel like, Texas got somebody on their campus. They were going to get him to sign. Yes. Now, I mean, at least in the portal cycle, that has not been the case whatsoever. So just because a guy's visiting clearly does not mean he is going to come to Texas. But that would be a nice pivot since Allegro is off the board.
Gone. Off the board. You got to keep the guy that's been here. You got to keep him here.
Yeah, I agree. Just for bodies, if nothing else at this point. But I like Bo Barnes. Again, he showed me something in the Michigan game. Former top 50 recruit in America. One of the highest rated linebackers out of Skyline High School in Dallas last year. I think, I don't know how much of a win now guy he is, but I think he's got a bright future at Texas.
He's a young guy. What'd you say? Redshirt freshman?
Yeah, he will be a redshirt freshman. So wow. Just finished his true freshman year, but didn't play enough to lose his red shirt. So he will be a red shirt freshman in 2026.
Yeah, he's looking to get paid.
I think, again, he's looking to not get paid less.
Yeah, because he knows the kind of predicament you're in.
Right. Yeah. And his agent does, too.
Yes.
All right, we'll take your thoughts. The Dakota text line, 512-222-9328. When it rains, it pours for Texas in the portal. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch live chats are rocking and rolling as well. Before we get to some Jerry Jones sound and a pretty funny TBT clip that we have for the people, how about some more sponsor shout outs, Buck?
How about some Migas this morning at Daymaker Half Day Cafe? Well, I can't go right away. I got to go get some blood work done. So I got to be on a fast. But when I'm done with this fast this mid morning, dude, I'm about to get after it there. I'm going Migas, I'm going short stack. I'm getting it all done. No, I'm not doing a hamburger at 10 o'clock in the morning. Can't do that. Won't do that. If I'm doing a hamburger, I'd be going somewhere else. But I will do some Migas there, and I'll do some of that wonderful toast, big pieces of toast that they have at Daymaker's Half Day Cafe. And no, I will not be having a margarita this morning, although there will be some sitting beside me at that place that will be jamming down margaritas. And they offer that to you at Daymaker's. Now they're open from 7 to 3 after 3 o'clock. You'll have to go somewhere else to dine. But up until that time, you can have breakfast at lunch and lunch at breakfast at Daymaker's Half Day Cafe.
Hey, breakfast, the most important meal of the day.
Yes. And you can start that out with a hottie toddy, I presume.
How about an Altstadt beer with your meal?
Yeah, baby. How about that?
Is that illegal? No.
No. No.
They wouldn't put college football games at 11 a.m. if you weren't supposed to drink in the morning.
If you weren't supposed to start at 9.
Yeah, that's how it works. Love the Altstadt beer. My choice of beer should be yours as well. How about this for a very easy New Year's resolution? Start drinking Altstadt beer. And unlike the other beers you've been drinking in the past, Altstadt is brewed without preservatives, without additives, without unnecessary sugars. Some of those filler ingredients that you don't need to make a great beer that you're ingesting with other beers, you don't have to worry about that with Altstadt. You're going to feel the difference the next day. Trust me on that. But most importantly for me is the taste. And Altstadt hits the spot every single time. They've got a bunch of different brews too. A great German-style lager. They've got a Kolsch. They've got a Hefeweizen. They've got a light beer. They've got seasonal brews. Something for everybody out there. They know every beer drinker is different. They have all of you covered. I'm telling y'all, I've been talking about Altstadt for years. They actually just passed their 10-year anniversary of opening as a brewery. They know what they're doing. It's fantastic stuff. Brewed locally in Fredericksburg. One sip and you won't go back to the other beers you've been drinking in the past. It's Altstadt beer. No impurities. No regrets.
Sweet. Yes, sweet, indeed. Sweet, sweet.
Shout out to Covered Bee Cave as well. Speaking of New Year's resolutions, how about a new ride in 2026?
Sounding good to me.
You just got a new ride in 25, 24.
24.
Okay. All right. Well, it might be time.
That's miles on that bad boy, though.
You got some miles on that bad boy. That's incredible. It's getting close for time for me to get a new whip. My car's making all sorts of sounds that I know.
Oh, some different types of sounds.
I got to go to Paul's Motorworks and ask what the deal is there. I'm starting to worry, though, that the Altima's nearing her end. When it's time, I'll be going to Covert Bee Cave. Why? They have the best selection. About 42 acres of cars, trucks, and SUVs. They've got the best people. I love these guys. I literally just go there to hang out. It's like 25 minutes away from where I live. And I'll just go and over it from time to time to just chop it up with Gina at the front desk and Stacy and Dan and Mike and Ron and Jerome and Cameron, the whole squad, great people. And what do they say about those covert prices, Buck?
Nobody beats a covert deal. Not now, not ever.
Don't pay more for a vehicle than you have to. Covert has the best prices in the game. CovertBcave.com for more information.
All right, what do you got for me, Jerry Jones?
Oh, my God. All right. Try to put this off as long as I can because listening
to Jerry. No, don't try. Just give us the reality of life.
It just – he makes my head hurt, man. Listening to this guy makes my heart hurt because I'm a fan of the team that he owns and runs. But also just listening to him speak, just – I feel like my IQ drops 5 points every time we play
walking, like Jerry walking Jones to Walmart again.
Exactly. Jerry Jones is 83 years of age, right?
Yes, he is.
He had a couple of quotes that went viral yesterday. We'll start with this one, and I know you've already heard or seen this one. Jerry Jones was talking about his goals for the remainder of his time as the
owner. Gotta set goals, no matter how old you are, young or old, still gotta set those goals.
The goals for Jerry Jones as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, here was his response to that question.
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. That's my goal. To be retired in the NFL as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. We've got three. How many more do I have to go as a single owner? Bob's got how many? Six? So I've got
work to do.
Got work to do. I got work to do, but at least I'm up to the second rung in the ladder. But my goal is to have retired and won the most Super Bowl as an owner.
That's good. You know, those when you're setting goals, there's a time limitation that you have on your goals before you're just like pissing in the wind. So his time is starting to run out, as they say, VK. Goal setting means it requires you being you have to set though you and you can't set like 18 goals. And within that 18 or whatever it is you're setting, two or three, or it sounds like he's got one in life and that's it right there. And that's fine. But there's a time limitation on that. And he's 83. How do you do that? You can't turn back the hand of time.
Hey, Jerry, if that was your goal, maybe you shouldn't have taken a 30-year break.
Yeah, that's one of there's that time limitation I'm talking about.
Yeah, if you wanted to die with more Super Bowls than any NFL owner ever, maybe you shouldn't have, I don't know, sat on your hands for the last three decades, sir. It's not helping your chances.
Once again, that dude's going to live forever. So you're not waking up one morning and seeing it in the paper. Yay. He's going to be around a long, long time, that guy.
Of course. I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, a Giants fan, a Commanders fan, really a fan of any other team in the NFL, you're hoping Jerry Jones lives till he's 150. Because you know he's not getting rid of the team, and you know he's not hiring a GM while he's living. So you're hoping that guy continues to run the Cowboys into the ground every single season like he has done for three decades.
Wow.
That's his goal. He wants to have more than Bob Kraft. Bob has six. That means Jerry wants four more, which, okay, sure. Like, I want him to get four more, too. That'd be great. But, like, dog, how about some realistic goals? Maybe yeah, one
that
more?
Has to be that's one of the three things in goal setting, too. You have to be realistic.
Why didn't he just say, I want one more Super Bowl before I die? Like, I would still be like, it ain't happening, dude. But, okay, that's like a realistic goal that is maybe attainable, maybe. But
is it attainable? Now, I mean, and what do you have to do? How do you change? You know, when you get goals like that, sometimes you have to change your goal. You have to say, no, you know, once again, you know, I've been a D student. You don't go from a D student and say, then I'm going to be an A student. There's something in between you have to get to. He doesn't even talk about the in-between, BK, of like winning the East. He doesn't give me that. He says Super Bowl.
You know, nothing he's actually done in the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years tells me he actually has that as his goal. He just says that because he knows it sounds good and he knows it's going to become a viral clip.
Yes, and I love it. Keep it up, Jerry.
Actions speak louder than words. Nothing that guy has done tells me he is dead set on actually winning four Super Bowls.
Yeah, so you know he's not serious. He's just talking. Yeah. He's just talking because you threw a mic in front of him.
Exactly. Now, real quick, before we get back to the other Jerry Jones clips of the day, some good news for Texas in the transfer portal.
Sweet.
The Longhorns have themselves a running back. Guy we talked about earlier today, a guy we've been talking about a lot throughout the week, former Arizona State tailback Relique Brown has committed to Texas. First team All Big 12 running back in 2025, more than 1,100 yards rushing on 6.1 yards per carry. Also had 34 receptions this past season with the Sun Devils. He was the top uncommitted running back in the transfer portal. He is uncommitted no more. He will be.
That's great. That's good news.
To Texas. Yep. And he's been on the Texas campus since last night. The Longhorns did not let him leave without a commitment.
Like that.
So a major, major position of need for Texas has been filled. We'll see if they go after another running back. I don't think it'll be a guy who's as high caliber, as high dollar as Relique Brown, but they've got their number one running back for 2026.
That's great. That's great news.
So, yeah, much needed. Four-year college player, started at USC, spent 2 years there, the last 2 years at Arizona State. And, again, a lot of Jaden Blue comparisons, I think those are pretty apt. Now, I think he's better than Jaden Blue. Jaden Blue was never first-team all-conference and never had 1,100 rushing yards in a season. But just think of the home run ability. Think of the breakaway speed and think of the pass-catching threat.
Yes.
That you had with Jaden Blue that this offense sorely missed.
Yes, it did.
In 25, you're going to get a little bit of that with Relique Brown.
Good news.
So great news there for Texas. And that is the seventh portal edition for Texas football. Got to get you on some Relique Brown tape, Buck. We're going to need you on tomorrow's show to break down his game. I'll send you some clips after the show. And
please, I'd love to see that guy go.
Yeah, I would love to get your thoughts on kind of what he brings to the table and what you think of him as a running back. But again, guy with experience, a guy with talent, a future NFL player, and a guy who was first team All Big 12 this year. That is still a Power Four conference.
Yes.
We believe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Don't think you may not hear whispers about running backs leaving again.
Well, I mean, I think it's good that – I mean, I don't know who would leave at this point. Like, you don't have a lot of guys left. James Simon, it came out last night that he's staying. He was the guy that I was most worried about. I guess Christian Clark now could – and I've heard that they're having talks about his money for next year.
Really?
Maybe he could go. That would suck.
That would suck, but you would find somebody else. You'd be all right.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're Texas, you'd be okay with the running back room as is.
Yes.
Relique Brown, Christian Clark, James Simon, Derek Cooper, Jet Walker. Now, you probably have to bring in, like, just extra numbers there because that's not enough.
Once again, there are some kids locally that would love to come here that have been pretty good runners. In the area that, like, can you get me in school? Can you get me, you know, let me walk on? I'll earn a scholarship for you, especially if you got the ability to have 105.
No walk-ons anymore. It's all scholars now.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can scholar me, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, we saw them do that with Velton Gardner.
Sure.
Who was at SMU a couple of years ago. They just needed him after all the injuries they had.
There's kids in the area that played running back that you know, you can say, you know what, you can help us out, do some things. We need some numbers right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But for now, for the top end guys, I think they're fine.
Yes, they're fine.
But if Christian Clark leaves, they're not fine.
No, now they got to go find another.
So now it's, making sure Christian Clark is happy here. Yes. And find a number that he can agree to. And, you know, you could do a lot worse than Relique Brown, Christian Clark, and Derek Cooper as your 1, 2, 3, methinks. So I like this get for Texas. He's not Jaden Ball. Jaden Ball never entered the portal, but Relique Brown was probably as good as the Longhorns could have done at this point. So
they don't get him. They don't get the guy from Louisville. This is your next, it's the next best thing. And he may be as good as the guy from Louisville, by the way.
Yeah, I think you might be right. The worry with, I mean, Relique Brown put up better numbers than Isaac Brown. No relation, by the way. The thing that I guess you have to worry about with Relique Brown is he has dealt with some injuries in his college career.
Mm-hmm.
Like in 2023 and 2024, he played 4 combined games those years. Now, that's kind of good because one of those years he medically redshirted, and that's why he has eligibility left. So if he didn't have that injury, he wouldn't be coming to Texas because he wouldn't be playing any more college football.
May not have the wear and tear. If everything's healed up, he may have lots of plays still in him.
That's the hope. And again, this year he was really, really productive, stayed healthy for the Sun Devils. So that's obviously what we're looking for next fall.
That's awesome.
All right. Jerry Jones, should we get one more of these?
Gotta have it.
Jerry Jones, the reason this press conference was held yesterday is because the Cowboys fired Matt Eberflus, and they are in the market for another defensive coordinator. It's the fourth time in 5 years the Cowboys will have a new DC. And somebody asked Jerry if – I think we have the question in here. Our guy Clarence Hill, friend of the program, asked Jerry if Shoddy was going to have some say in who the next defensive coordinator is going to be. And how about this from – Jerry.
Jerry, you've intimated, I already said that you were the one who hired Matt Eberflus. Moving forward to the next coordinator, will Schottenheimer get to hire his own coordinator?
Trump just said it. I'm running. Venezuela. seriously. Shoddy had everything to do with hiring Matt Eberflus last time, and that's not done. Done as a negative, but had no way in the world he's here if Shoddy didn't want him here. Okay, let me be real clear about that, and he can tell you in his own words there. No way in the world if Steven didn't want him here. But I particularly had a party when we got him to have him come in, and I was excited about having the uniqueness of his staff.
Well, that's whatever a contradicting answer there.
He's trying to say there.
That's a very contradicting answer here. He's like, yeah, I'm running Venezuela, which is hilarious, quoting the president and using that quote as, I mean, he's the only owner in football and in sports who would do that. But then he's like, no, it was actually Shoddy's choice. It wasn't my choice. The guy sucked.
He wouldn't have sucked like that.
Jerry Jones in his own head, just like he went from, oh, I got to say something funny because I'm Jerry Jones. And then as soon as he said it, he's like, oh shit, that makes me sound bad. It wasn't my fault. It can't be my fault. It was bad. Right. That was Shoddy. Shoddy wanted him here and Steven wanted him here. I had a party. Don't get me wrong, but like those guys, they wanted him here. That's why we hired Eberflus.
I don't make those kind of bad decisions.
But he literally just said he runs the entire show.
Yeah, that's he's the one who wanted that dude here.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. And maybe Shoddy signed off on it. But, you know, Shoddy's just a yes man because he wants to keep that job. Nobody else would have hired Shoddy as a head coach. He only got it because he likes Jerry and Jerry likes him. So there's the Dallas Cowboys for you in 2026.
Jerry's beautiful.
I'm just going to play the question in the start of that again. It's too
Jerry,
funny.
You've intimated, I already said that you were the one who hired Matt Eberflus. Moving forward to the next coordinator, will Schottenheimer get to hire his own coordinator?
Trump just said it. I'm running. Venezuela.
And you get Steven's laugh there, too. I wish we didn't. I wish Jerry said it all in one because it'd be a great drop for the show if he did.
And Steven just sat there.
Of course, Steven has to suck up to his daddy so he can own the team once his daddy dies. So he's got to laugh at every crappy joke that he makes. If you're going to compare yourself, Jake says it best right here. Like, out of every country on earth you could compare your team to, you're going to choose Venezuela right now?
Well, it's more in line with their team.
It's accurate. Yeah, no, I guess it's accurate. It's a total disaster for Dallas. I want my owner being a little bit more optimistic than that, I guess.
Hey, just go sign your wide receiver and get this thing done. Quit messing around.
Check the calendar, sir. It's January, not August. We really got a long way to go before George Pickens agrees to a deal.
I think you're going to be surprised at this one.
I think you said that last year with C.D. Lamb.
This is going to be a surprise. This one's going to get done.
New year, new Jerry?
New year, when it comes to this particular guy, he knows he has to have because he's got to take the distraction of getting an offensive lineman in the first round away from you. He wants you to be distracted. There got to be some distraction.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's your own, buddy. 83, looking to win more Super Bowls than anybody ever.
Wants four more, man. Wants four more. The guy is as old and delusional as he has ever been. pretty impressive.
Wow.
He's been old and delusional for a long, long time. But there you go. There's Jerry Jones for you right there. All right, let's bring on the boys because we got a TBT clip that Double R actually sent. So he deserves to be on since we're going to cite him as the source for this one.
Oh, God. Oh,
we go back to a local TV news clip from 2011, gentlemen. We got some audio of a 9/11 dispatch call here. Yeah. A couple of newscasters talking about this one. This is pretty funny. I'll see if you can figure out why this is funny. Here it is, gents.
This 911 call raised some eyebrows.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up.
Okay, sir. Can you give me your address?
Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive.
Okay, could you spell that for me, sir?
I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
All right.
Isn't that
great? Oh, that is great.
I can't spell it, so let me drag her a couple blocks over to the to Oak. I can get you there.
Oh, yeah. Play the sound one more time, just the sound.
This 911 call raised some eyebrows.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up.
Okay, sir. Can you give me your address?
Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir?
Can't spell it either.
I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
UCULAPTIS.
I'm just going to drag her ass on over here by one leg.
Yeah, she's hurting. She's dying. She needs an ambulance. But you know what? I'll just drag her over to a street that I could spell. So
O-A-K. You know what? Fuck, that's only three letters. I'll drag it over there. That's easy.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But look, I don't think I could spell eucalyptus either, but if I lived on that street, I feel like I would know.
Like you'd be at least be close.
Right, right. At least
maybe,
give it a
maybe
go.
His adrenaline was pumping or something like that. He had an adrenaline dump to where he just couldn't think. Maybe something like that happened.
Right. Well, if your wife got butchered by a warthog, you'd be pretty shaken up.
Yeah, I'd be shook up a little bit too, right? I wouldn't exactly have eucalyptus in the spelling bee on my brain.
Yeah, no.
Also, do they ask you to you got to spell your street? Like they can't figure it out. Eucalyptus, you just type it into Google Maps. Cops.
It'll come up
for me. I'd spell it for you, but I don't even know how to spell it.
Yeah. It's the lady that's been bleeding because this thing right here attacked her. Ooh, that's the one.
As you
is that Simba? Is that Simba?
The phone system can pinpoint where you are. Like, boop. Yeah, you spell it. Hell, I couldn't spell it.
That's Simba.
Getting speared by one of those horns. No, God, thank
that's
you.
That's America.
How do you get a job? Where were they?
Just out for a walk.
Ass drop? I don't know. Bastard.
I was going to say, aren't those the things that are out on 130?
Yeah.
85 mile per hour highway. You can run into one of those.
Yeah. You want to hit that thing right there with your car? Forget about it.
Yeah. You are done.
That is so good. That is so good right there. So there's your TBT from 2011. I guess that was a Fox News clip, but it was some sort of local 911 dispatch call that went viral.
Not as good as your guy with the B in his mouth. That's an all time great.
Oh, last time I was in Houston.
Don't even tell me he's still doing. You were
already on the show. I asked my parents. I was hanging with my parents, and like the show was on. I'm like, y'all know who this is? And I'm like, no, not a clue. I'm like, think about it. And then it still didn't click. And eventually, I showed him this.
What really happened on
NSFW, by the way?
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit. I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pilot. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. I can't see me.
Oh, the way that he flips code so easily, right?
He goes from 0 to 60 so quick, man. I'm sorry.
Isaiah Carey. Doesn't he have like a specialty show in Houston or something?
He's got the Isaiah Factor, I think is what it's called.
Oh, my goodness.
The Isaiah Factor Uncensored. He's on the local Fox.
That can give you a breakout, right? That'll give you a breakout in your career, right?
It's amazing. And now he's like this serious news guy who interviews like people and has his own show. That's not a bit show, too. It's not a comedy.
That he doesn't like if he hits him with a, what the fuck?
fuck.
Yeah, no kidding.
They got to recreate that at some point, just like prank him and have a bug in the studio, like fly into
snake that got him. Like, what was the he went down to his leg first? What did he step on?
Wow, it was a bug that flew.
The bug hit his mouth.
Yeah. What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit!
Big old June bug.
Yeah, no, he starts spitting out as if something flew into his mouth.
It went in his mouth. That's great.
I was doing that one day because I had all that pollen and stuff in my whatever going on. And I seriously said, yeah, you know, I got shit flying in my mouth. Jeez, man.
We could play that every day until the end of time, and it will never stop being funny.
It's just too funny. Oh, my goodness.
It's so good.
We got to get that dude on here, man. We got to get him in crosstalk. The five of them, I think that would be historic.
That'd be
historic stuff right there.
That'd be lethal.
And then Paula, hey, Paula, we got to get the F out of here.
Yeah.
That's too good.
In my mouth.
What's hey, Texas got a running back today, gentlemen.
How about it, huh? 1,000-yard runner, too.
Take it. Needed it.
Yeah, I'm looking for the status on Coleman. I just saw some rumors flashing up.
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a recruitment quite like Cam Coleman's. To where, I mean, there's been obviously plenty of recruitments where like three or four schools are interested, and plenty of recruitments where Texas A&M and Texas Tech are all interested. But Longhorn insiders feel good about Coleman coming to Texas. Aggie insiders feel good about Coleman going to College Station. Tech people feel really good about Coleman ending up in Lubbock. Alabama, I don't think they're as high, but like some of them feel. So I'll give Cam Coleman credit. He's holding his cards close to his vest. Sure. Because everybody thinks they still have a legitimate shot at this kid.
That's how you keep getting more money.
I got no updates on Coleman far.
No, there's nothing but anybody like. I mean, he's visiting Lubbock. He's in Lubbock right now. He already visited Austin. He already visited College Station. Alabama's trying to get him in for a visit. To this point, though, he's had three, and all of them are those Texas schools.
Yeah, I'll take a breath before I say this, but Tech is the one that worries me. Oh, just because of the money factor, the money.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you'd rather him go to Tech than A&M because you don't have to play him if he's at Tech. But yeah, no, Tech, absolutely. You do not want Texas Tech interested in a recruit, whether it's high school or transfer that you want.
Yeah.
Because they got money hidden in the oil rigs and those windmills and the banana stands and the everything. In the haboobs, those dust storms, there's just cash flying around in those these days.
Great arrested development nugget right there.
There's probably even some of those animals you pulled up. There's probably some of those out there in Lubbock.
Oh, you think that was Lubbock? That TBT clip was from Lubbock where the warthog got to that dude?
Yeah, I think there's
no fast drop, man.
Eucalyptus over there in Lubbock somewhere. Jeez. Hey, why does Jerry have to have a crew with him to laugh at his jokes? That's the worst part.
You're right. He doesn't do the pressers alone. He always has Steven and the head coach right there with him.
The head coach is laughing. In those that you played, the head coach is laughing as Jerry's talking shit about him. Yeah, it's like if we were doing crosstalk and Bucky's like, you know, Ronnie, you're a piece of shit. And I'd be over here going.
That's the Steven Jones laugh right there.
My God.
Let's see.
All right, boys, I'm headed.
Drunk again last.
Anybody want to give me their blood? So when I go here and to give out this blood today,
I am O positive, the universal donor. So.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good for me to know.
Tell the doctor you're running Venezuela when you walk in there.
See if I get a laugh from the doc.
See how that goes.
Yeah. I hate those needles. All right, boys. Have a good one.
Later, boy. See y'all tomorrow. Man.